Maria Teresa Carloni was deep in prayer when suddenly she found herself in the Vatican. She suddenly heard the voice of Christ instruct her to watch every Mass and see if there were any sacrifice. In an instant, she saw countless altars from around the world, some radiant with reverence, others hurried, careless, hearts far away from the mystery before them. Seeing this wounded the heart of Maria Carloni, to which our Lord then told her to offer reparation for those who do not love His presence at the altar. From that day, Maria carried the hidden pain of heaven, praying for every Mass that Christ would be loved and adored. Born into an aristocratic family in Urbania, Italy, on October 9, 1919, Maria Teresa Carloni became orphaned early and was raised by a deeply devout grandmother. During her youth, she grew disillusioned with the church, partly due to meeting clergy she felt were not living exemplary lives. From 1939 to 1943, she trained and worked as a nurse in Rome after serving those in need during World War II, and through her service, she received her Silver Medal of Valor from the military. At the age of 32, in 1951, she underwent a spiritual conversion, entering confession and meeting Father Cristoforo Campana, who became a spiritual guide. Under his guidance, she took private vows of perpetual virginity, chastity, obedience, and poverty, devoting herself to prayer, penitence, and charity. Beginning in 1952, Maria Carloni started experiencing the stigmata, specifically during Easter, along with bleeding sweat every Friday from noon to 3 p.m. On April 11, 1952, the stigmata manifested visibly, but only to ecclesiastical authorities. Known as the Voice of the Silenced Church, Carloni dedicated her life to church under communist persecution in Eastern Europe. She performed extraordinary acts of bilocation, visiting imprisoned bishops, priests, and faithful, even when physical travel was impossible. Pope Pius XII received her 14 times, relying on her support on the suffering and plight of persecuted Catholics. In 1952, through Father Campana, Carloni was asked if she would suffer the Passion of Christ. She accepted, enduring the agony solemnly. In early 1953, as Stalin lay dying, she was asked, by which she and Father Campana understood to be a divine mandate, to suffer for 3 hours on his behalf. She agreed, enduring intense suffering. It was later said Stalin did not accept the offered grace. On another occasion, she took on the leg pains of Cardinal Stepinac, enabling him to travel to support the faithful despite physical hindrance. Maria Carloni's mystical gifts and missions granted her audiences with successive popes like Pope Pius XII, John XXIII, Paul VI, and John Paul II. Notably, in 1963, she bilocated to the dying Pope John XXIII, receiving his spiritual trust, and later, after the 1981 assassination attempt, she bilocated to visit Pope John Paul II at the hospital, staying with him until the early morning. After years of physical and spiritual trials, her mystical phenomena gradually ceased. She passed away from peritonitis on January 17, 1983, and was buried in Urbania. Her personal writings and documentation were entrusted to the Marian Shrine of Jasna Góra in Poland. Servant of God, Maria Carloni, pray for us.